Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What's up, Chicago?
Kyle?
Answer. What up, what up, what up?
Answer her question. What is up, Chicago?
I don't know. The sky? The Willis Tower?
Dirty air?
Oh.
Oh, don't get political on this podcast.
Well, is that political? No, it's just topical. No,
if you say everything is political, it shuts it down.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, what's your favorite kind of M&M?
Hey, wait a minute.
Whoa,
why are you trying to lean me to the right,
now you're
bro?
Getting political. I like the blue M&M. Well, you should like the red M&M.
They taste different. No, they don't.
That
it's
is
5:05 in the a.m.
Well, you know what's funny is like the world is that way now. Like everything is political, like things that you don't even intend to be. Like you'll be like, yeah, it's like, you know, like, I like those tagless shirts for hands.
Dude, are you serious? Why are you pushing your agenda on me?
What are you, a right-wing nut job or a left-wing loser?
Right-wing nut job and left-wing. That should have been the name of our show.
Right-wing left. People would tune in because people are into that right now. I don't get it.
Everything has turned. I used to call it, when I first started to see the shift, I used to call it the Jerry Springer shift. Because everything went to shock jock.
Yeah.
Crazy. Arguing,
yes.
Fighting.
Yeah, debate.
Every debate. Everyone's got their opinions.
Sports, like
but
ESPN.
Angry.
Every show on ESPN is debate.
I can't tell you how much I hate debating things. And it's not that I don't have opinions. It's not that I don't like having conversations.
Is it because it feels like arguing?
It's just, yeah. But it's very quick. I never feel like, and I can bring all the statistics and everything in the world to the table. I never feel like I'm going to change your mind.
Ooh.
Because what? If I change your mind, does it really matter?
Ooh, okay. Hang on. This is coming from a guy who's probably just not good at debates.
I was on the debate team. Just kidding.
Just
speech
kidding.
Team, though.
Just like you pushed back by saying I was on the debate team, and then before you could even finish your sentence, you said, just kidding.
Just kidding.
You were on the speech team?
I fact-checked. Fact-checked.
So you moderated your own debate right there.
Yeah. I'm a pretty great moderator.
Well, okay.
All I have to say, already Austin's better at that.
Thank you. Yeah. I love to debate.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where it's like, I almost get mad at myself because I feel like a lot of times, especially when it comes to sports, I take differing opinions than most people, or at least less popular opinions. So I feel like I've always had to debate. And I was like a Penn State fan growing up, and I lived in Middle Tennessee. Surrounded by Tennessee fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it started at a young age where I was arguing for Penn State when everyone was against me because they love Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that just became kind of part of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like, but I would always do my research and I would always come with fact-based arguments.
So you would know ahead of time.
So they'd say, Penn State stinks. And I'd be like, oh, really? They have more undefeated seasons than Tennessee. You know, like, and I would just like come prepared.
Mm.
Which is probably where my love for sports came. But then also I would just love winning arguments. And so now it's like,
did you feel like you got them to change their mind? That was
Kyle's
whole
but
thing.
I would get them to shut up.
But see, I would rather not waste my time because they're going to shut up anyway if I just stop talking. That's my
thing. Yeah, but
like you, I don't want to have a 20 like I, you can
prevents,
tell really
it prevents
quick.
The argument in the future most of the time.
Not really, because it always can come up because if something plays in their favor. So you say, okay, so let's stick on the Penn State Tennessee argument.
No, that's not, because I grew up with that argument.
Yeah,
that's,
well, no, okay, let's fine, just say fine. In that hypothetical thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Penn State's better this year because of X, Y, and Z. I'm prepared. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Penn State loses the following week.
And that's
then
look,
be, oh,
it would,
see?
It would,
well,
it would,
no, technically.
Yeah.
And like then there's all that.
No,
it's
that's
like
a good
every
point. That's
week
a good point.
Can be a thing. And that there's a while where, and I'll always have discussions or debates about it.
Yeah.
But it kind of stems from, and I hate to throw him under the bus, my brother-in-law's friends. I've gone on a bachelor party with these guys. Great guys. Love to drink with them. Great to hang out with. But everything turns into a debate.
Yeah.
Everything, not just like, hey, I'm going to talk a little bit. Everything does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. That was the bachelor party. And then I just go, okay, guys, you're just being mad now.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm
combative
just trying to
be
have a,
combative.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a good time, trying to keep the good vibes going.
I get on Meredith sometimes for this, because like Meredith I'll be like venting about something. Mm-hmm. And then she'll always like take the side of the person I'm venting about.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll be like, you're supposed to be on my team here. So I find myself like debating her, the same thing that I came to her to vent about.
And that's so funny.
Yeah, and then she'll realize what she's doing and she'll be like, I'm sorry. You know, like.
Well, first of all, I have to just backtrack a second and say, congratulations, Austin. You got Kyle into a debate.
Ah, yeah, got you.
He debated you.
Yeah.
On debates.
I'm not talking anymore. So.
I'm the best debater.
I hate you so much.
That sounded dirty.
Yeah. That
the best debater? I'm a debater. Don't. All right.
It
I
just
know where
did.
Your mind is going, Mel.
It just
a
sounded...
debater?
Mel.
It just did for a quick second. But the other thing is I want to spin this a little bit toward you and me. Because I am the type of person where I don't vent daily, but when I do vent about something, whether it's just something that's happened on air or something, I so badly am that person who I love being validated. And you are hilarious because I have a hard time getting you to
validate you.
You will ride the fence. You'll be like, yeah, I get it.
I like to push back. I probably get that from Meredith.
Do you get that from Meredith?
I mean, I might. I don't know.
Because I'm...
But I always like, if we're like being... If we're ever being critical of someone, I always try and put myself in that person's shoes before I become like overly critical of them. Because, and you know me, I will get critical of people. But I do try and... Be like, okay, well, before we go all in on being critical of this person, is there anywhere where they're coming from? Like, can I see their side of the
argument?
I try
to do that, too. But for me, usually the answer is, if the answer seems easily crystal clear,
yeah,
then I can easily get to the point where I'm understanding where that person came from. And you had something, I don't even remember, a couple months ago, and it was something about a friend or something, and I was like, nope, I totally see where you're coming from. Totally get it. And
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a line of BS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that wasn't like you were tired of me talking, you just wanted to shut me up.
No, no, because I've done that.
Yeah, no, I totally get where you're coming from.
Anyway.
Yeah. Done yet?
But it's so funny because I can tell you ride that line of thinking, and I'm like, just say, you know what, I get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just once in a while.
Just say,
we get it. And I maybe I do get that from Meredith, because I don't think I've always been that way.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, when Mare does push back when I'm venting, it helps me become a better person, as much as I don't want to admit it. And I hope she never listens to this, honestly. Because I do. It is my one of my biggest pet peeves about her.
Doesn't her parents listen?
Don't yeah. Parents her, listen? Yeah. So, Don, sure if you're listening, don't ever bring this up to Meredith.
Big Don?
Yeah. You can bring it up to Beth if you want, but don't ever bring it up to Meredith. But I do think that I think Meredith, when she does push back, it helps me become a better person because it's like...
Makes you think
I can't... Because there are some times when I'm venting and I am in the wrong. And she will keep me in check. And so I do feel like, honestly, and it's very... like, Kyle, your wife's birthday was just yesterday and you're like, you know, you're writing all that sappy stuff. And I do feel like a lot of times when people write sappy stuff about their wives, they say, they make me a better person. I legitimately believe that about Meredith. Like, I've become a better human being.
Oh, so you just write a nice message about my wife online. It's too sappy for him now, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I love my wife.
Hang on. Let's do this. Because when you brought this up, I really wanted to do this. Can we have a debate about something?
I don't know if Kyle's going to go for that.
Kyle can moderate.
What's the debate on?
You come up with the topic. Let's make it random. If only we had, like, ChatGPT in here.
Well, I have it on my
phone.
Do you?
You seem to have
Say, ChatGPT, give us a fun, random topic to debate.
Hold on, I have it on my phone.
I like how you just breeze past my nice message I wrote for my wife on my Instagram. And
it was nice. No, it was nice.
Someone say too sappy. Sorry, I'm just being
I didn't
honest.
Say he's sappy.
You didn't? You just said
no, it. No, what I said was when you see those sappy messages online, a lot of times they include the line... you make me a better person.
Those sappy messages, just like the
I didn't
one
say
I
it
posted.
Was too sappy. Mm. It was a sappy message. Was it not a sappy message? That's not an insult, is
you're
it?
Trying to come at my head here.
No, I'm debating you about
the
word
king,
sappy.
Come at the king,
best not
miss.
All right, first debate. The word all sappy. Right. Is it an insult? I say no.
Depends on how you use it. Mm. I think you're using it weird.
If you say too sappy, then yeah, then you're saying that it is
those sappy? There is sweet more sappy. Sap. I consider there
I think
to be
good,
sweet sappy.
I think sappy can be a good thing.
Well, let's tap into this. That's a sap joke.
oh, man. Glad you got that out before you leave.
Nice. We're going back to the tree jokes.
Boom!
All right, I have AI chat. You want me to ask it exactly what?
What is this, like the off-brand ChatGPT?
Well, I have AI chat and I have chat AI.
She got it on sale at Big Lots.
It's Kirkland brand.
Yeah. So, okay, like you
say. Give us a fun topic to debate.
Give a fun topic to debate.
I went to an improv show at Improv Olympic a couple weeks ago and it was ChatGPT based. Where, like, they got a lot of their prompts from ChatGPT, and it was really funny.
Oh, it was funny?
Yeah.
It's thinking. Thinking.
Yeah, this is the off-brand.
Thinking. Ugh.
This ChatGPT is going to give us an answer in, like, 4 days.
Yeah, what the heck? What's taking so long?
Get what you pay for, Mel.
It's like, hey, guys, you know, Christmas is a few days away. What should we be talking about on the show? Oh, my phone just went off. That's what we should debate.
Oh, remember that topic we had back in June?
Melissa, the show has been dead for 10 years.
No, there.
Oh, there.
There.
Oh, the server is currently overloaded with other requests.
Yeah, this is
classic.
This is literally, you got the cheapo version of the ChatGPT.
I love the idea that a AI system's like, dude, I am way too busy for this today, okay?
Yeah, look, it's probably because Mel overused, it's probably overloaded from Mel. Solely, because I guarantee when you go home, you sit in on your phone and just ask questions to ChatGPT.
Why does it say on your phone, what should I say to my for my coworker's wife's birthday?
Which, yeah.
That's a little weird. That seems kind of direct.
Mel, and I don't even know if you realize this, but when ChatGPT, every time you feed ChatGPT a question, it gets smarter.
Yeah,
do you realize that?
Yeah, like any other algorithm.
It's user-generated intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And so with every single person using it, it's getting smarter.
Talk about a debate.
Insanely smarter every single day, every single second.
That is currently a huge debate about how dangerous that can be later on down the line.
They should make a movie about that. Like how like technology can like kill you.
Yeah,
that'd be a wild one.
8 million of those.
I mean, you know, Mel, you try to do a joke, and
sorry,
gets killed right away.
Yep, I'm joke killer.
Oh, joke killer, Mel.
Joke, always going for the jocular.
Okay. Got some good ones today.
Thank you.
You really have.
All right, here we go. Pick a number 1 through 30.
7.
7.
15. Debate.
Who are better teachers, men or women? I feel like that can get sexist real
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, real quick.
Let's, all right, pick another number, 1 through 30.
15.
15. No one should ever tell a lie, agree or disagree.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, which side are you taking?
I'll
take whatever side you don't take. That's how much I love debating.
I think you should tell lies on occasion.
Okay, I'll say never.
All right, Mel, I will put a minute on my thing. I'll give you a little bit of time to think.
So but you have an opening statement.
You have it. I'll give you.
Give a 30-second opening statement.
30-second opening statement.
And then from there, we each give an opening statement, and then from there, we go back and forth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. The reason that I think it's very important to lie is because there are so many people out there whose feelings can be hurt. So let me give you an example. If you feel like someone is really looking bad, like worse than they normally would, and they ask you how they feel, I don't think you should tell them they look bad because that will hurt their feelings.
All right. That's the opening statement for Mel. Now, Austin, are you ready to go? All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
If you are honest with someone, that instantly brings trust, and it brings a connection that is unlike a connection that you can have with any other being. My wife, for example, will ask me, hey, do I look good? And I'll say, no. Then she will, I mean, not every time, but all
no,
the time
there,
she
then
does
you
it.
Lie. Then
all
you
the
lie.
The time she doesn't look good, I will say no. And I will tell her, and she can trust me and knows when I say yes, I truly mean yes. So to combat Mel's point.
Do you get to say who's...
I will say for the first 20 seconds of Austin's, I was kind of leaning in until he dropped the, I will say no.
And that is one reason why I am fully on board with being honest, because when my yes means yes and my no means no. So when my wife says, do I look good? I tell her, yes, you look amazing. She knows right then. I'm not just saying yes just to say yes.
And that's
she knows it's true.
And that's why I say being honest is great, but always being honest and telling the truth should never happen, because you will end up hurting somebody and telling them something. Let me finish. I see your hand is
My hand
up.
Is raised. My I, hand is I, raised. I, moderator. I do,
hey, the moderator moderated that.
You will be telling them something, even if they ask you a question that's hurtful, by telling them something that isn't necessarily needs to be told, because you can end up hurting somebody terribly.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, to go back to my opponent's opening statement, when she said if someone looks bad, you should not tell them because they could get their feelings hurt. And while I do agree they could get their feelings hurt, mm-hmm. I disagree in the sentiment that you should not tell them they look bad, because what happens if the way they look is the cause of a medical failure of sorts,
and
where they need
not?
To see medical treatment immediately, or you look bad, or it leads to them being able to open up about something that they haven't been able to open up about. So, for example, if Melissa says, or if Melissa comes in not looking good, we'd be like, oh, it's just another Tuesday. But if Kyle comes in not looking good, we would be like, Kyle, is everything okay? And you needed to open up. You needed someone to talk to. That opens the door for you to talk about it.
And one last thing.
Is that why you guys asked if I was okay? Sorry, keep going.
So if a child has a lemonade stand, mm-hmm. and the lemonade is not that great, and the child's like, hi, do you like my lemonade? You're going to go, no, kid, it sucks. You're not going to tell them that their lemonade is bad.
See?
Because they have tried really hard to give you some tasty lemonade, and you're trying to encourage the child to continue to be an entrepreneur, to do good, fun things, and you want to encourage them to keep being positive, as opposed to shutting somebody down after they've made an attempt to do something that is very lovely and that makes them feel terrible about what they've just done.
Because I know you guys can go on for hours. Each of you get one last thing.
Well, I get to rebut to what she says, and then we each get one. Because then that's even talking.
No, because you kicked off this argument first, so she would be able to rebut what you say. So you can rebut, she has a chance to rebut, and then we have a 30 seconds.
Then I'll just rebut this, and then we'll have our closing statements.
Well, she gets to rebut your point.
Well, one of us has to agree to the other side, right? Or else we never...
Well, no, I decide whose argument was best.
All right, I'll say it was her, but then I'll lie. So then, boom, then she that would be a lie, and I don't.
Sir,
think,
can you
I
take this
lying.
Debate seriously?
Sorry, I apologize. Okay, anyway, Mel, my opponent here is taking things to the extreme with the honesty and lying. If a kid's lemonade is not good, there is a way to tell them without being as abrasive as "it sucks," as my opponent previously stated. I believe that if a kid's lemonade stinks, if you want to help them become an entrepreneur and you want to help their growing business, then you tell them, hey, why don't you try adding a little more sugar? Why don't you try this? Why don't you? And you give a suggestion to help their business. Because look, we all know the real world is real. All right?
Like,
and this is what happens when people stop being polite and start being real. Your lemonade gets trashed, and then your Yelp review page is littered with negative comments. And nobody goes to your lemonade stand.
Yeah, speaking like he knows the topic very well, Mel. Last thing here, and then you get the 30-second closer, and then we decide.
So I'm rebutting that?
You're rebutting that.
Okay. I disagree with what that is you're saying, because we are strictly talking about telling the truth
or lying.
And so telling the truth doesn't mean twisting the lie to make it sound better. Telling the truth is simply, is this good? The truth is either yes, it is, or no, it's not. Not it's how you can make it better. This is strictly a, is it the truth or is it not the truth?
I'm not
and
saying
so
you don't
are
say no.
You're driving into an area, a very gray area of trying to make your point. And the point is that, is it good or do you tell the truth or not tell the truth? And that's why I'm saying you have to not tell the truth in certain circumstances in order to protect people and not hurt people, to protect the ones that you love. And there will never be a certain circumstance where all circumstances where you should always tell the truth. I'd say in many circumstances you should, but without a doubt, in some circumstances, although maybe even small, there are plenty of times when you should not tell the truth in order to protect.
All right. You each get a 30-second closing statement because Mel led off with hers. I would like you to lead off with your closing statement here.
Okay.
Austin, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Most of the world's problems today stem from lying and being dishonest. Think about it. Scandals, cheating, money issues all stem from the root base sin of lying. Okay? So if there is no lying, you eliminate a lot of negativity from this world and you make the world a better place. So that's why I feel like lying is not good.
Ooh, right, 30 seconds on the dot.
Thank
I
you.
Have to actually completely be the opposite to this whole thing. Our world's problems stem from people telling what they think is always their truth. And they will go on the internet and they will respond to what they see or what somebody says with their truth, and which then causes arguments instead of being able to take a step back and not say what their truth is. So that is what causes all these arguments in the world, is because everybody thinks that their truth needs to be said, needs to be heard. And how about protecting the others around you and letting them have their say?
Todd. Okay. Can I?
Yeah. Okay. Moderate.
A lot of responsibility, so I just want to say...
That was a good debate.
That was a solid debate.
Really good debate.
So let me say this. I'm going to break it up into three parts. Number one was opening statements. The point goes to Austin on that one. I felt like he gave more pointed examples in that moment, but I thought it was very... I felt like it was neck and neck, but I give Austin. In terms of the rebuttals, I go Melissa. I think Melissa had some great points, especially your point about gray areas and twisting a twisting a lie into a truth, which is also very true. You're just sugarcoating a lie.
Should have been sugarcoating that lemonade because it sucked.
How dare you tell those kids that? They're entrepreneurs.
Just being honest.
So this all comes down to the final closing arguments. And both of them were solid. One went a little off the rails. One went down a path that I'm not sure that was part of the debate, but it should lead to another debate.
There was some baggage to unpack.
There was one where the first 20 seconds had nothing to do with the previous 5 minutes of this podcast, but brought up great points. So I got to side with the other side, so Austin wins.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
You didn't like my internet talk?
I just felt like it got a little weird there for a minute.
I know. It did stem, like, it felt like it came from, like, somewhere like Melissa. Like, it was almost, like, therapeutic for her to, like, get this off her chest.
Finally, we can talk about this, yeah. Guys. I am over this.
She's like, let me tell you why I hate being honest. Everyone's got a truth.
Honesty is bringing down this country.
No joke. One of my biggest pet peeve lines of all time is speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being said so much every day.
Yeah, overdone.
Because it doesn't make sense. If you think about it, mm-hmm. The root of the word truth, there's only an absolute truth and there is everything else, basically. So to have your truth, it shouldn't be any different than my truth. Like, it should, there's just one truth. That's just like.
What is the one truth?
Speak your truth. That's not your truth. That is your opinion. So, like, you could say, oh, well, that's true to me. That doesn't make it true to everyone. So then that.
Well, that's why it's speak your truth, because it's true to them.
But it's misusing the word true. It should be a different word. It should be like. An opinion makes it seem like lesser.
I don't like that phrase either. It's
overused.
Oh my
gosh. Here we go. All right. Join us next week.
The debate is done.
We just started a debate podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.